singing of the love of God for us. Reckless is the word the song uses. Romans, as he lays out the good news of the gospel, that we are sinners separated from a holy, just, and righteous God, but God sent his Son to be the propitiation, the wrath-appeasing sacrifice as my substitute to pay my price so that I can be reconciled, so that I can enjoy a relationship with this holy, just, and good God. Get to chapter 8, and after laying out this the beauty of the gospel, he just celebrates. He says, what then shall we say to these things? This is the whole book of Romans. What should our response be to this good news? If God is for us, who can be against us? Is anyone against you this morning? This week? At your job? Is anyone against you? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? What Paul is, follow the logic of his argument there. God is for us, so if the supreme being of the universe is on my side, what does it matter if there's a person that doesn't like me, that has an attitude against me that I don't get along with? They as hard as I try, it just, they're against me. What does it matter? The God of the universe is on my side. And it says, because, how do I know the God of the universe is on my side? Well, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. That's reckless love. The God who saw my problem and I deserve hell, that's what I've earned. And he says, you know what? I'm going to rescue you. And the way I'm going to rescue you is I'm going to offer my son to take your place, to take your sin, to die your death, to be that wrath-appeasing sacrificial lamb that takes away my sins. If God did that for you, if he went to those lengths to express his love for you, is he going to slack off on the little things? Is he going to leave you hanging when you need him the most? If he did the best thing, the greatest thing, the biggest thing, the hardest thing to show his love for you, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things that are good for us? Now, part of that giving us all things is withholding the things that would hurt us. Sometimes we pray for the wrong things and the answer we get isn't what we want because we're praying for things that God knows. Too much candy, it'll rot your teeth. No, you can't have that. It's not good for you. It will hurt you in the end. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes will not perish, which is what we deserve, but will have eternal life in Jesus. Have you experienced God's love for you today? Are you living in God's love for you today? Are you enjoying his love for you? In just a minute, we'll serve you, any of you who are believers in Jesus, with bread, reminders of Jesus' body broken for me, for you. Juice represents his blood poured out on the cross to pay my price, your price. We get to remember together and revel together in God's overwhelming love for sinners like you, like me. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We'll give thanks. And if you're a believer in Jesus, if you're depending on him alone, you're welcome to remember with us and break bread with us. Worship with us. Enjoy God's love together as a body. Let's give him thanks and we'll serve you. Father, thank you. Thank you that you so loved us that you sent your only son to pay my price, to die my death, to pursue me when I wasn't thinking of you, to pay my price and to bring me back into a right relationship with you where I can enjoy you forever. What love. What love. Thank you for so loving us. Thank you for bread and juice that reminds us of what your love looks like, what shape your love took on the cross. A demonstration of your love. Thank you. Help us as we remember to remember you and to worship. In Jesus' name. Father, you are so good. We just stand overwhelmed by your love expressed at the cross. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for willingly, gladly coming to pay my price, to die my death, to bear the wrath of your Father against my sin, so that I could enjoy fellowship with you today. So good to be loved by the Creator of all things. We remember together and we worship together. Jesus' body broken for you. Take and eat. Blood of Christ poured out for you. Drink.